my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. And today's recording date is Sunday, March the 1st, 2015. I am the Christian ambassador for, servant of and to the Rastafari community for freedom, justice, and equality. The kingdom of God and the queendom of God that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth. The kingdom and queendom of Islam. The way to peace. Al-Islam. The Islam that is commensurate with the science of the universe. The science of obeying the scientific universe so that we may have peace and tranquility and love and balance and reciprocity. That was the Ma Hotel of Queens. From South Africa, Awuteli Kankani, or Awuteli Kankani. I know I'm not necessarily saying that correct, but you heard a portion of the English of that song where it was said, when a child is born in Africa, we are happy. The future is theirs. They are the future. And I believe she said, gone are the controllers of misery. Something to that effect. But when a child is born in Africa, when a child is born in America, when a child is born in Canada, when a child is born in Asia, Central and South America, Mexico, the Isles of the Pacific and the Caribbean. When a child is born anywhere on the earth, we're happy because we know those children, that child, masculine or feminine, are prophecy manifested and fulfilled in our lifetime. And that they are here not only to learn from us, but to teach us the ways of the Almighty. Yahushua said, if you don't come like a child, if I don't come like a child, I can't enter Mount Zion. The atom, the neutron is the child in the atom. The atom is a rendering of the egg in the womb of the mother. The neutron is the baby. The neutron is the child, masculine or feminine. So we have to come again, be born again in the water. As the seed of life, germ of life that we would call sperm, in the womb of Mother Holy Spirit, understanding the science of the sun, and that the sun transformed those original waters through fire, through light, transforming, purging and purifying. This is the birth process. Now let's go to Psalm 139. This is some deep science. Not me, but the ancestors, and what the ancestors studied and what the ancestors laid down so that you and I may learn from what the ancestors laid down and constructed so that we in this time may get up and stand up. May Allah and Allah and Allah and ascend into the mind of the Almighty Father for knowledge, and the mind of the Almighty Mother for wisdom, that we may construct the new Jerusalem, the new society, the new civilization, with new institutions and new corporations and new companies and new organizations and new family and new relationships that are all based on the science of life of the universe. Psalm 139. I preached this a couple of sessions ago, but I did not preach it totally correctly. As we study, we improve the teaching. We improve what we understand. We know more today than we did yesterday because we continue to study. So I preached this one way, and it was near correct. Elijah Muhammad gave questions and answers to his students. in the creation and institution of the Nation of Islam. And so I think Minister Louis Farrakhan or someone else, but the narrative comes from our brother Minister Louis Farrakhan. Someone asked the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, would you answer those original questions from Master Farad Muhammad in the same way that you did originally? And Elijah Muhammad said, no, not exactly that same way. In other words, he said in other places, I was a baby in the knowledge. And so this knowledge comes, and we're babies in the knowledge. But we grow in the knowledge, and we study. We study scripture. We study history. We study science. We study politics. And as we live and grow and study, we become better at understanding this knowledge and better at teaching this knowledge and this wisdom. So I taught this one way, near correct. Elijah Muhammad said his answers were near correct, but that there was the day coming, and Mother Tineta Muhammad repeated it. The day is coming when the babies and the youth will know exactly all the answers of the universe, because we have prepared them. We have not made them to think that we are the end of knowledge. No, we are a continuation, a continuum in time and space and energy. And we don't want the youth and the babies to think that we know it all. No, keep going, babies and youth. Stand on our shoulders and carry this whole universe to the conclusion and the continuing of the eternity of the universe. So I was near correct. Now I'm more near correct. Psalm 139 and 15. David speaking as Christ. The scholars can be truthful and at the same time deceptive. The scholars would tell you and me that David is writing Psalm 139 on behalf of Christ. Then they would tell us that you're not Christ. Only Christ is Christ. But David is obviously speaking of himself and himself. And so if he is speaking on behalf of Christ, but he is speaking on behalf of his own self and the reality of his own self, then he is speaking of himself as part and parcel of the body of Christ. And so David is not only speaking of himself, but David is speaking of you and me. And we are to know and understand that all of us are a part, a piece, a parcel, a portion of the body of Christ. And every part of your body is your body. And every part of your physical structure is just a part of your physical structure as any other portion of your physical structure. So, since we are the body of Christ, we are just as much Christ as any other portion of the body of Christ. I have to give Reverend K.C. Price, Frederick K.C. Price, for that little piece of the teaching. In the boldness of his understanding, even he was able to say he was just as much Christ as Jesus. Because we say Jesus is the head. Well, we may not be the head. I may be just a fingernail. But that fingernail is just as much a part of the body of Christ as the head is. And the fingernail has a purpose. And without the fingernail, that purpose is not fulfilled. So David is speaking of all of us as a part of the body of Christ. Now watch this now. Psalm 139. We want to deal with verses 16 and 17. Verse 15. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Now, David is talking to Yahuwah. And the reality is here that in the mind of Yahuwah, all that is ever to be and exist and all actions from being and those that exist has been seen in the mind of the Almighty. So my substance was not hid from thee. Now we know that Amen is the hidden one. But the hidden one is well able to see that which is hidden, because that which is hidden is a part of the hidden one. We are a part of the Almighty. So we are in the mind of the Almighty, and the Almighty sees us. My substance was not hid from thee. And the word substance is otsam. And this word is a masculine noun or a masculine nun, and it means power and bones and might. And so the power of David, the bones of David, the body of David, the strength of David, and the strength of you and the body of you or your body, we are not hidden from the mind of the Almighty. We're not hidden from the mind of Yahuwah. We have been ordained to be here. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret. The word made is a verb having to do with to fashion, to make, to accomplish, to work, to deal with, to act, to produce, to ordain. Watch it. Ordain. We said that. Institute. So our whole construct was seen in the mind of the Almighty. The whole process that we have come through to get here into the universe in this form. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret. The word secret is sather. This is a feminine nun and a masculine nun found under the number 5643. On the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. This word has to do with covering, shelter, hiding place, secret place. On the evil side, this secrecy can be used by the tongue to slander. So on the wicked side, see, all the principles of the universe can be used for good or used for wickedness. When the FBI would spy on people and take that which was to remain hidden, unseen, and secret, and then reveal what they saw in secret for the purposes of slander, to tell that secret occurrence in the public, to slander a particular leader, that's that secret on the wicked side. But when you look at it from the good side and the righteous side, we were in the hiding place of the Almighty, hidden, unseen, secret, sheltered. Because when you're giving birth to an idea, you don't reveal that idea immediately. When the seed is to be go through the process of birthing something to eat, a plant, that seed first, after having received water, you hide it in the earth, give it water, it sends a shoot down before it sends something up on top of the earth. It sends roots down into the earth, hidden, unseen. So the process is the process of the sacred divine union of the sacred divine masculine and the sacred divine feminine. The waters of Nun are masculine. The womb that is the house for the waters of Nun is feminine. And together, the waters of Nun, the abyss, the the dark energy, dark matter in the triple dark womb of the universe that was a hiding place, a secret place. And in that hiding place and secret place, we were not hidden from the mind of the Almighty. The mind of the Almighty is in the process of administering the process before the process. Oh, we're going to get deep into that. It says, when I was made in secret and curiously wrought. Let me see if I missed something with the word secret. You have to take your time and see what you can see. It talks about the covering of thunder and clouds replete with thunderings in the Caldi lexicon Jesenius portion. So we're looking at the whole process of creation and the whole process of water and clouds and sun and water in the clouds and thunderings and light and release of water and transformation of water and the power of light and the power of fire and that whole scientific process that is conducive to produce existing and living. See, this is deep science. It says, in secret and curiously wrought. Now, this word curiously wrought has to do with colors. Colors. The universe is made of colors. All manner of beautiful colors. Colors is defined as property possessed by an object producing different sensations on the eye as a result of the way the object reflects or emits light. So it's the reflection of light off an object creating a sensation on the eye that causes us to see coloration, tone, tint, shades, and hue. The scientific process of light, watch this, the golden sun shining white light. That white light can be broken down into the seven colors of the rainbow. In between those seven colors of the rainbow are dark matter, dark energy. This dark matter and dark energy is the water melanin of the universe that causes the whole of the universe to behave properly. And so this whole scientific reality of light bouncing off of objects, creating sensation on the eye, causes us to see the various colors. And so David says, in secret, I was curiously wrought, meaning that our coming into existence is also scientifically seen in the aggregation and mixing of colors. We are from every facet of the universe. Earth, air, fire, and water. Dust and ashes and all the colors. And then when you go into the, is it here? When you go into the Jesenius Hebrew Chaldee lexicon, it tells you at the bottom to be wrought, used of the formation of the embryo in the womb, of the formation of the members of Christ's mystical body. See, this is science. Oh, my atheist scientific sister and brother. You don't have to say God or goddess. Just say Yahuwah, existing, living one, father, mother, Yahuwah. Just say Hayah, the verb to be, to cause, to be, to cause, to come into existence. Just say this word, Rakam. That's what we're looking at now. The verb that has to do with the mixing of colors in the universe and the mixing of colors and the formation of the embryo in the womb. The Africans taught the universe as a womb and taught that all of us were formed in this womb as the poto seed. That's the Dogon. The poto seed, or the po seed, seed of life, germ of life, feminine and masculine, and the egg of the universe housed this po seed or poto seed. All of this is connected to the Sirius star and the Sirius B. And then there's a Sirius C that is totally hidden and unseen, that represents the egg of the universe, the egg that was called Emeya, from whence and from where and from whom we all came from and through. And so there was a time that that egg was split open by the breath. Did we not read of the breath in Psalm 18? The breath of Mother Holy Spirit. And so the breath burst the egg. And the po seed, the poto seed, came forth as light and sound, invisibly and inaudibly at first, but then visibly and audibly. Today, you talk about Bang Theory, light and sound, sound and light causing the bang, causing the light. The word is that causative factor. The word is the neutron in the atom. And the neutron is that part of the atom that holds the atom together. And in the scripture, you say the word made the whole universe. And without the word, there would be nothing. It's the word, the hypostatic word of the Almighty, the hypostatic. That word hypostatic has to do with being everywhere at the same time, like blood in the physical structure. The blood in the physical structure permeates the whole of the physical structure and is the causative factor of life in the physical structure. And so the word of the Almighty, which is the neutron in the atom, is that force, energy, spirit from the Almighty that holds the universe together, that is also called Christos. That word through Christ was made flesh, and the Christ is the atom, and Ma'at is the atom, and the proton is the masculine, and the electron is the feminine, giving flesh to the neutron and giving flesh to the word. And the universe is the flesh, and the universe is mass, matter, material, and the universe is full of colors, and the Almighty has wrought and put together the colors in the womb of the universe in time immemorial. Because you see, I'm going ahead of myself, but I can't help it. Time begins with the birth of the sun, and on the other side of the birth of the sun is eternity. Eternity has no limit in time, no beginning, no ending. This is the process before the process. So in this process before the process, in this non-existence of time before time, this period of time that Booker T. Coleman, his name is Kaba Kimine, he said, God's time. This is before the birth of the sun and the institution of time and space. This, we can't measure this period. This is that period where that period of time that is not time, that is before time, where we were being formed, all of us. David, you, me, all of us as the mystical body of Christ. We're being formed in the womb as the embryo and as the fetus. Oh, the science here. The science here, sisters and brothers. And this formation is seen in the formation of colors. All the various colors and hues of the universe, we come from those colors as we are the mystical body of Christ. Let's go ahead and take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.